you put your hands together.
It was the birthplace of Triple M Sport way back when.
New era.
Make sure you've got your comfy pants on for the all-new 2020 Fresh Triple M Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen.
The captain.
Jude Bolden.
Dressed immaculately.
Wendell Saylor.
That'll be enough for a penalty.
Because let's face it, Saturday is all right for fighting.
So welcome back
to Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, welcome back. Another week of the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen here with Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. Be part of the conversation anytime on the show. Give us a call on 1-333-53. Boys, what sort of week have you had? It's been another week of no sport, but we're getting closer, aren't we?
Footy's back. It's 12 days away till the league starts. We've now got a start date in the AFL, which we'll give you a full update, but June 11 it is, which we're looking forward to, but it's been a good week.
It's been a great week because this week I got out and about a little bit. Only played golf once this week.
Wow.
But it was a quality one game.
Okay.
So
give us a highlight, big fella.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, but firstly, actually, let's go and talk about it. So on the front nine at Wollongong yesterday in the comp, I was playing not so good. Had 14 points. You know, usually should have 18 points to play your handicap.
Just the highlights,
so,
mate.
Yeah. So back nine, couple of holes to go. And I said, hey, Big Del, you need the lift, mate. You need something special. So, sure enough, 5-iron into a par 4, hit it short, rolls up, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm a chance at birdie. As I looked away, my playing partner goes, mate, it's gone in the hole. Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Eagle run.
And you wouldn't have posted that anywhere on social media at all, would you?
Well, you know what? It happened about 2:30, and you know what I'm like? I've had a hole in one, and I like to tell people when I've done something really good.
Really?
I had to hold on to it till about 7 o'clock at night. So I posted something last night, but all my mates had had a look on the scorecards and that.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, someone got an eagle today. So it's my first official eagle.
Nice. So you went birdie, eagle. And then how did you finish at the 17th and 18th?
Oh, I think I can fill you in because he put the scorecard up. And we had a look. It was bogey, double bogey to finish.
So I tightened up a little bit. Let's just say I got excited.
Thank you. Let's talk about the show today. It's going to be an absolute ripper. So many fantastic guests and, of course, opportunities for you guys to get involved on 1-333-53. But coming up next, it's the Burley Curly, an opportunity for us, Jude and I, to ask Wendell all the questions around rugby league. And that is friends to our, that is all thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets.
Come on, Wendell, one more.
Brothers, sisters, mums and daddies, you haven't been to Markets till you've been to Paddy's.
Oh.
More than Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, this is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au. And we're about to do the Birdie Curly. It's thanks to Paddy's Markets. And while Paddy's are closed due to the COVID-19, be sure to visit your local greengrocer, fruit shop and florist where supplies of fresh produce and flowers remain plentiful. Time now for the Birdie Curly.
Curly.
Yeah, questions from Jude and I, big fella, on rugby league. Jude, shoot.
Righto, Del, which team do you think will probably milk the six again rule the most?
Oh, look, I think for me, I'd have to say Melbourne Storm. Even though people are going, oh, I like the ruck area now, they can't wrestle on that. But still, they're such a smart team. And when you've got Cam Smith there, you know, he can manipulate that ruck still. And he's so smart. You know, he's not as quick as Damien Cook. But the speed of the play of the ball, and I think with those big forwards that they got, they'll power through. But even South, I think South come into it. And obviously, you know, not being, you know, Roosters have got to be there too. Real quality forward pack and some good outside backs.
Now, we've seen the draw being released in blocks. Who do you think are the winners and losers in this initial bit?
Oh, it's a tough one too because, like, if you look at the Raiders, they can't play out of Canberra. So you're taking away, I suppose, you know, the Viking clap and their home ground.
The cold weather.
Yeah, they play so well, then you hate going down there as a visiting team. Look, I think at the moment, I think the Panthers, their draw's not that tough. And I think the Cowboys will go all right, but I still favour Melbourne.
Well, the Roosters had round four. It was basically the bye against the Titans. Now we have to go up and play Broncos on Broncos'
same
ground.
That's what I mean. I mean,
we'll get into it a little bit more, but it's an absolute joke that this competition is even going ahead with the points that have already been won from a completely different competition. New set of rules, one referee, the ruck rule. It's just a joke.
Boys, I've got to be honest with you, Gus. Remember I said, like, you know, I think the points should stand. Well, when you change, you can't start a competition and then change, like, the rules up. So I think it should go back to, obviously, 0 points now.
I agree. But everyone who's got points will say no, and every point with no points will say, and there's just no way around it.
It's a different competition.
It's got to be. Peter Vlander has been absolutely fantastic and strong. He's got to be strong on this point, too. Yeah. What about
Nathan Cleary's punishment? Was it fair or harsh? He got the 30 grand and the 2-match ban.
I don't like to see players miss games. The fines you can cop, but I reckon the 2 games will hurt him more. The 30 grand won't worry him that much. I know it's 30 grand. But I just think because he's a great young kid, but I just think he'll understand what he's done there. Because when you've lied and you've done this, you know, I mean, on the scale of 1 to 10, it's not the worst thing that footballers have done. No.
The cover-up was worse than the actual...
Yeah, I think in the climate. But he's a good young kid, and I'll still back him.
He is a great young kid, and there's no doubt about it, and he will never do it again.
100%.
He's just
not
one of those kids you know.
You know what people don't realise? Is what a nice kid driving the girls home or whatever he did. Like, that's great.
All right, mate. Okay, last one. Should we even play for the NRL trophy? Or should it be a special trophy because this season is just already all over the shop?
Good question. Look, I think any time you have an NRL comp and all the teams are available, I still think it's an NRL competition. It's fine. You're playing for that trophy. We're not getting the proper rounds in it. I know we're changing the competition up a bit, but there's probably going to be an asterisk beside it. But you've got to play for that trophy. You can't just make up another trophy now.
Okay.
You know, and say play for something else.
No worries. Yeah. Okay, that's the Burley Curly with the big fella. More back soon. We're going to get your opportunity for you guys to talk on 133353 as well. A chance for you in $250 fresh and healthy meals delivered right to your door with thrivemeals.com.au.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
On the blue sky night.
It's the Dead Set Legends, and Dell just finishing that song off for us on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Yeah, you, mate, you honestly think you can sing, can't you?
Sorry, mate, I was on like one of highest rating shows, and I think I wasn't the first out. Sorry, Bentley. And Nicky Webster, those two were out first.
I know, mate, but you don't have to sing at the end of every song.
Homegrown alligator.
Oh, wow. You can be part of the
club.
No. Out of there.
Wow. Yeah. You can be part of the conversation anytime on the show, 133353, for your chance to win a $250 Thrive Meal voucher. We'll take your calls after this. And this is a question to all of Sydney. But first, Dell, please answer it for us. Yeah. Did the NRL make the right decision changing mid-season to one referee?
No, they didn't. You can't just start a competition and then change it up. You know, make that decision in the off-season because obviously teams have... They're coached a certain way with the two referees, obviously, that they've implemented. But now they want to just go, oh, you know what? We need some cost-cutting and we want to change the game up a bit. You know, let's go back to one referee. You can't do that. It's not right.
So what are some of the things, Jude, in the paper today they're saying? The touchies are going to get more involved?
Touchies will get more involved. Obviously, they're seen barking orders from the sidelines quite often.
Their eyes are painted on. What are they going to see?
Yeah, so players wouldn't be used to that too often. And then the bunker's also been given additional powers, Del, just to monitor the rucks and assist the referees when there's a stop of play.
Yeah, look, I get that. But, you know, I thought maybe the bunker should be scrapped. You know, when
that's the $3 million cost.
That's what I'm saying. So we had the tour there. I wouldn't have mind, like, putting some accountability back on refs and touch judges. And I see, like, the refs were talking about striking. I get why they're disappointed. I know we all want the game to go along. And then, obviously, they're not happy with what's happened.
Do you see it lasting more than this year?
I think so. Because I know the international game, you have one referee. I think it'll stay now because people have, for a long time, they said, let's go back to one referee. Not all fans are happy, but even all the coaches, I told you last week, they weren't told. It was just showing up there.
But Vlandis has said he's listening to the fans. That's why we've been able to sweep that in.
Yeah. Well, he's listening to the fans in certain things, the things that he likes to think about.
And the things that help the NRL.
What about the points? I still want to get back to the points thing. In fact, you can't have points for one competition, change so much of the competition and not have points taken off. Pete from Concord, what are your thoughts, brother?
I think the points should stand as is. Teams that have won two games should retain those points. The reason, and even though changing referees and changing the game up, no matter, it's a full-time job for these players, no matter, or people who are in full-time employment, generally their employer changes things during the course of procedures, processes. They have to adapt. Should not the footballer be able to, and coach, be able to adapt?
Yeah, no, look, I can understand where you're coming from, but I just think when you play football, you play one set of rules, and you just can't have a couple of rounds and then, okay, we're going to change it up, but we'll still keep the competition as is.
There's such big things too, Pete. You know, one referee now you can just sort of call tackle one again tackle for the ruck penalties. Yep. And touch judges. What about the touch judges coming on and going, and then all of a sudden a Damien Cook wants to burst down the blind side, but the touch judges come in to try sort the ruck out, and he gets in his way. I can see all that happening all the way through.
Breaks the speed of the game. We want it played up tempo. We want it to be quicker. You know, they're obviously going to... Yeah, it's going to slow... Yeah, if they come on, and you're going to break the momentum of the game.
Exactly right. It's a different game. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your call, Pete. And a lot of people would probably agree with you, especially the people that have won points already. More calls coming up after this. Please call us on 1-333-53 for your chance to win fresh and healthy meals delivered right to your door at thrivemeals.com.au.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
Yeah, Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor here. Be part of the show anytime on 1-333-53. We have a full board of calls. But before we go to the first one, Terry, please hang on there. We have Dean Pay that was at the Bulldogs press conference yesterday talking about whether the points should stay from the first two rounds.
Gone from two refs to one ref now. And then we've had a major sort of rule change in that as well. So, for me, it's certainly looks like a different competition for where we sit. You know, I can't see why we can't have every team back, you know, starting on 0 points again.
Yeah, and I think every team that is on 0 points would definitely go along with that. Me as a Rooster, but we've got our producer here, Ann. He's a Parramatta supporter. They haven't won anything for so long, and he said now that they've changed the rule, not just the one ref, I think it is a different competition. We get back to 0 points.
We're not hearing from people from the Eels or Knights too often, are we? Like, Dean Bay, they're sitting 14th at the moment.
I know.
There's a chance they get Josh Reynolds.
I agree.
A fit Kieran Foran.
Yeah. For sure, and it's like Anthony Seibold at the Broncos. Like, you'd have to think, okay, you know, the teams that have got their 4 points, mate, I haven't heard any of them come out and go, you know what, it's a new competition.
Of course. You know, we're going to look after ourselves. But at the end of the day, the NRL are going to make the decision.
That's right.
They're the ones changing all the rules, the referee and the rules, so they've got to make the big call.
So tell me this, if the Roosters won the grand final this year, would you say there's an asterisk beside it, or would you say...
No, not at all, because I wanted to work for my team, which is why I understand why everyone else gets fired up. Yeah. Terry from Colovale, how are you going, Terry?
Hey, I'm good, boys. How are you going?
Very good. Sir. What do you reckon?
Oh, I love the fact it's going to be one ref. I've been talking about with my husband this morning, saying it was just bullshit last year. A lot of teams... Yes, I'm sorry, boys,
Fire
but
up.
It is. A lot of teams lost out 2 points over some stupid calls, you know? And it has been happening for a while now. And I think, yes, all the fans have been whinging. Now it's time for some of the refs to be whinging, sitting on the sidelines and, you know?
Wow.
Terry. Fired up. Good colour, though.
I'm a big Broncos supporter. I love Wendell Saylor. He's played for my husband's team. He's played for my team. And I just think, let's keep the points as it is. We've obviously worked hard for it.
All right, Terry.
Good
opening, but you lost me there in that second part.
Terry, I love you too. Don't worry. I love me too.
Let's go to Keith in Richmond. G'day, Keith.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Good thanks, Kate. Mate. What do you think?
Look, the one referee, I think that's great, because at the end of the day, players make mistakes on the field. Referees can make mistakes on the field. That's part of the game. It makes the game more real when blokes are held accountable for what they're doing on the field.
We're going to have to cop some bad ones, though, Keith.
Yeah,
we're going to cop some bad ones.
Well, that's it. That happens. That happens in a game. Players make mistakes in games.
Okay.
And referees are human as well. And at the pace that the game is now, it's going to make the game more real. People will make mistakes, as simple as that. And as far as the competition's concerned, this is a different competition. The teams that have got 4 points, okay, they'd be happy to have the 4 points. I don't care, I'm a Dragon supporter.
Yeah.
But it's not about not having the points. It's about 2020 is a completely wipe. I reckon they should write, okay, the NRL is suspended for 2020. Play for something new, a new cup that we win this year, because it's an extraordinary year where nothing is what it was before. Teams are starting with an unfair advantage if they've got 4 points. In a new comp with new rules, one ref, it's completely different. The NRL, I think, have dropped the ball simply because they've decided whatever's best for the NRL is what we're going to do. But at the end of the day, the comp is always going to have an asterisk next to it. Of course it will, because the thing's been suspended for 3 months.
Thanks, Keith. We appreciate your thoughts. What do you, Del, you're sitting there shaking your head going...
No, because I've seen the hard work that goes in. Like, even players in isolation, I know I've had a few players stuff up, but I've seen, like, not just, like, my son, like, other players having to, you know, train with the sprint coach or something, Roger Fabry, all these guys and that, doing their own work. So when they get back into play, because we're going to play, you know, 20-odd rounds or whatever, still, and you're putting your body on the line, so it's still a proper premiership.
There is a thought that this is actually harder to win than the previous years, almost, like, to the mental you know, hurdles to get over to get yourself up and get this victory.
But I think I haven't heard that before, but that makes sense, Jude. Yeah.
It'll give it like a bit of a true indication too, I think, with Origin Series coming after the season.
Mm.
So you'll get that consistency because Origin takes so much out of you, not just physically, but mentally. Mm. That's why, you know, Melbourne have rested players in and around Origin time. Sometimes Munster gets rested. Cameron Smith hates to be rested. Mm-hmm. Like, he just wants to play, you know. Like, some players can back up and play. And that's one thing of the Broncos that Wayne Bennett used to have. Like, you know, you played Origin. Your thing was, when part of the Broncos, you got to back up. And the Roosters have been great on the rotation, bringing those young kids. Remember, there was a couple of times there, Gussie and Jude, that you rested about three or four of your Origin players and brought some kids in, like Lachlan Lamb and that, and they did the job for you.
Yeah, they do a job. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for your calls and all the calls we couldn't get to. The $250 voucher from Thrive Meals goes to Terry, I think, from
Terry, Colo
Vale. Good on you, Terry. Thanks very much. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a second.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Welcome back to the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Salem. We're about to talk to Channel 10, Network 10's head of sport, Matty White, great mate of ours and the show. Matty, how are you, champion?
Hello, boys. G'day, Gussie. Good to talk to you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Now, Vettel leaves Ferrari and that starts a chain reaction that involves R. Daniel. Let us know what's happened, please.
The dominoes have fallen in Formula One. You know, it's funny, like, there's the good old saying, expect the unexpected in Formula One. I think the other one is that pretty much all of the deals that are done in Formula One are done well and truly ahead of the first domino falling. So it's now emerging that these talks with Dan Ricciardo and McLaren were happening over the winter break, so before they got to Australia for the aborted AGP down at Albert Park. So those chats with McLaren were already happening. The Vettel, Saints chats with Ferrari were already happening. McLaren knew about them. Ferrari knew about them. I don't know if Renault knew about it, but
I don't think so.
It all seems a bit of a mess, but it's actually quite calculated. So the bottom line is this: Carlos Sainz will drive for Ferrari. He'll be the number two driver there, behind Charles Leclerc, who's the rising star. They put all their eggs in his basket. Dan will go to McLaren on pretty much an equal deal. He'll probably actually take a pay cut, believe it or not, to go there, which is weird in Formula One, but it helps when you're on about 50 anyway.
Good luck, Jude. And you, Gus.
And, mate, he'll be the number one driver there. So the big question remaining is what happens to Sebastian Vettel? And I guess the other question, which you guys will probably ponder, is what does this all mean for Dan Ricciardo in the coming years?
Yeah. Well, certainly with Dan, for me, he's such a fantastic driver. If he has the right car, I reckon he's quicker than anyone. But he's never quite got himself into that and into the fast car, especially when Red Bull was a little bit inconsistent.
Yeah, and look, you know, he had to get out of Red Bull, mate. I mean, he was just going to spend a long time there being number two to Max Verstappen. And Red Bull were very, very clear that, you know, Max is the golden child there. And I don't think it was starting to get really nice within that Red Bull scenario. So, you know, all credit to him for having the guts to move on. But he had one eye on Renault, one eye on what was going to happen after that. So, you know, the fact of the matter is he's a seven-time race winner in Grand Prix. Carlos Sainz isn't. He got on the podium last year. So McLaren have bought themselves one of the best drivers in the field. He's a little bit older, obviously. He's a race winner, proven race winner. Very, very popular guy, like you say. And if they give him the right car, and with the regulation changes that are now going to come in 2022, there's no reason why McLaren can't be back up the top again, and he'll definitely leapfrog where he was this year and last year at Renault.
Do you reckon we're going to start the season, mate? What do you reckon? What are your thoughts on that with so many moving parts in Formula One?
Well, you've hit it right in the head, Gussie, and that was the biggest lesson that, you know, that happened at Albert Park. There are too many moving parts. There's moving parts in all sports. Look at it in footy at the moment, right? So, but you magnify that by gazillions in Formula One because of the international nature of it, because of the logistics of it. You know, there's huge government deals, there's massive television deals, there's all sorts of stuff they've got to sort out. I reckon they'll get going again. They're penciled in Austria. in July. I think they'll get going again. It won't have crowds. And I'm pretty sure that what they'll do by the in between here and the end of the year is race solely in Europe. And I think, you know, the benefit for Formula One is they've got a drawn-out calendar anyway and a big break in the middle, so they can condense a lot of stuff at the back end of the year if they start getting the go-ahead. But you should have seen the mess down at Albert Park on that Thursday night.
Oh, I bet.
They tested positive, mate. You got 4,000 people in pit lane, and you just it was like a helicopter crash gone wrong. It just, you know, it was blowing up left, right, and centre. So, I reckon they'll get going again. But the other question, guys, I reckon too, is does Dan stick around? You know, Renault have made it pretty clear they're not happy with his decision. They've come out and backslapped him pretty hard. Mm. So, you know, does he stick around, or do they just go, look, it's going to be an abridged season anyway. Let's do a swap. You get out of here, go to McLaren. You know, Sebastian can go sit on one of his yachts, I guess, that he's got. and they all start happy families, you know, for the rest of the year.
Good on you, Matty. Thank you so much, mate. Cheers, loving mate. What you're doing on the E-Series too, mate. You are one of the best in the business, brother. So all the best to you, Matty. Bye-bye.
Thanks, fellas. See ya.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
Yeah, this is the Dead Set Legends with Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell. So it'll be part of the show anytime on 1-333-53. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au.
Now, Gussie, last week we had Flog or Not, one of our favourite segments. Mm. And Harbhajan Singh, you were extremely sort of passionate about this. And
He's been a flog his entire career.
He's a flog. Yeah, we all know that. And I know there's heroes and villains. And also, because he had to go up my mate Roy too. So we won't go into that too much. But
oh, okay. Lord, yes, he did. He's racist as well as being a flog.
That's right. Okay.
Now, back in the day when you were shooting, you know, Aussie Goes Bolly, you were actually over there when the Monkey Gate sort of
That was the day that was kicked off, which is when you said he had a crack at your mate Roy.
Yes,
that Andrew Simons, that one day, he actually got a first ball of that day, and he got absolute stick. And the Indian crowd had the sunscreen around the zinc around their mouth and stuff. I was at that game.
Have we got any audio of that? Because this is intense.
We've got it now, and the other voice you can hear is the narrator, Hugh Jackman.
I found the Mumbai crowd probably the most unruly, bad-behaved, nasty crowd that I've come across. I mean, everything from the chants towards Andrew Simons, but also just sticking their finger up, saying Aussies suck. I mean, they just lost the plot completely, just basically telling me where to go.
I've known Gus for a long time, and he's always spoken his mind, no matter what. Well, here, upset with a monkey chance, he decided to fight fire with fire.
What is wrong with you? Do you understand? Excuse me, out of the way. Now, let me talk to you. Oi, you come here. Oi, come here. No, I'll talk to you. Oi, you talk to me with a bit of sanity. Come here, please. I'll talk to you nicely. Of course. Come here. You come to me and I'll talk to you nicely. Here.
It sounds like you're standing behind a ring of security guards and, you know,
if you see
the vision with that was me shouting at a couple of people, but the bits that we didn't get, because there's another bloke called Matty, who was my cameraman, but he's quite a short guy from Melbourne. He's an absolute champion. He did all the Aussie goes with me. He was small enough to always sit sort of in between my legs or just to the side so he could film me in the crowd. Right?
HR issue, yeah.
Yeah. And Matty Weiss, who now runs Fox Sports.
Oh, yes.
And Fox Sports Cricket. He said to me, get Gus out of there. You guys, I want you down here on the ground. I want you out of this situation, because there was a whole bay of about 25,000 Indians just giving it to Roy. And I was sitting there, and I'm glad you didn't get it all, because I was giving, my language was horrific.
Could you cut the tension with a knife, though? Yeah.
Absolutely. And the crowd in India, it's nothing more important to them. Religion and cricket is it. And they just had what they thought Roy by the you-know-whats, and they were just going for the kill.
Can I say this? Like, I don't really know Harbhajan Singh that well, but you know, that taunt, it was funny when people go, oh, you know, Andrew Simons, he was such a waste of talent. But, you know, it's a bit like the Adam Goodes thing. You don't know how much it affects someone until you actually hear their story. So I did a luncheon a couple of years ago in a private luncheon, and they're the best ones you do. And I've known Roy since we were like 12, 13, always play cricket against one another. He loves his footy. And he talked about that. Look, because Harbhajan and him used to get along really well.
Yeah.
And he was shattered that the Australian cricket didn't back him, didn't stick up for him. They sort of knew what was going on in and around then, but they didn't come out and back him. And that sort of ended. I know that obviously there's other things in and around that.
Yeah.
But he just didn't, I think, regain, you know, composure after all that. And you know, obviously the game changed to real professional. And Roy's that sort of guy who'd love to have a beer. Look, he's great on the Big Bash.
He's a champion.
But what you see is what you get from Roy. The boys, you know, always love him being around.
Exactly right. Yeah, but that was unbelievable. That was a scary old afternoon. And for Roy, you're right. You say it cut deep for him.
And remember, if we ever get in a fight, don't get gas on.
You got me.
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M, Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. Be part of the conversation anytime on 1-333-53. And coming up on the one-on-one is Bruce McAvaney.
Legend.
The absolute legend of
Can't
Australian sports commentary. Two breaks with him, and he's going to do the set of six with us as well. That's coming up at about 10 past 11. But time now to talk about AFL, Jude. What is happening in the game of AFL? When's it starting, and how's the season looking?
It's been a massive week. Gil McLachlan has been through the ringer himself trying to work through this whole piece, because obviously AFL played across all states, so it's been difficult to work with some of the restrictions in each of the states. So what it's come down to is that they will have a commencement date of June 11. We're seeing that the both West Coast, Fremantle, Port Adelaide and Adelaide will now relocate into Palm Meadows and also Royal Pines. You'd know those golf resorts quite well.
Mate, some of the best golf.
What state are those resorts in?
Queensland.
So they're not playing any games in Perth or
they're going to try and relocate
Adelaide.
up there.
It's 5 minutes from Carrara. What's the state? Metricon Stadium now. Metricon.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's so having those clubs relocate there means that they will be able to play, you know, teams will fly there and play both sides there. They're just trying to navigate. So they're going to release blocks of games.
Perfect.
They'll release the first block in the next 10 days. So we'll know the first four rounds and how that will look. So you'll see maybe even the Sydney teams play against a couple of teams here in Sydney, so play against a Giant Stadium and also the SCG. They'll use the Gabba, Metricon, and then they'll use the MCG and Marvel Stadium as those hubs. So down the east coast of Australia, we're going to see a quite a different start to the year, but at least footy's back.
Yeah, exactly right. So good.
And we're talking to Dell about does it advantage any team in the NRL? Does it advantage any team in the AFL, or is it just a big, huge question mark at the moment and you'll just have to wait and see?
It's a massive question mark for everyone. I think seeing is they're now going to allow teams to train in groups of eight next week. So that's the first time of that. Then the 25th of May, they'll be able to do full contact training. So there's only this small little block to get themselves prepared and ready.
So to take you back to last week, you posted a tweet about commenting about what happened to the Adelaide Crows. I went off a bit early because one of the journos or something posted.
He went a bit early.
But what ended up happening with the Adelaide Crows players there?
It was massive because a lot of people thought that was the reason why the health officer in South Australia basically said no football.
What happened?
So they broke self isolation rules. So South Australia have very strict self isolation rules. They sent 14 players up to the Barossa Valley to train. They were meant to train in twos. Suddenly they're out.
Well, they thought no one would see it.
Exactly right.
Are they on drugs?
So someone just takes a photo of them up in the Barossa Valley training together. And
this
sure
is
enough,
the Adelaide Crows.
Yes.
And sure enough, they got a slap on the wrist. It was actually a feather tap, to be honest.
One of the coaches,
Ben Hart.
6 weeks, 8 weeks suspension?
8 weeks, not allowed to coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
He copped it hard.
So the AFL will have the Swannies and also Giants players coming over in the next couple of weeks and coaches and stuff to build up for the AFL season.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. Footy is back in all codes. More the Dead Set Legends in a sec.